Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates where we're talking about what is going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So this time of the year, this is a time we're getting into the fall. We are in the end of October here, getting into the fall. And this is a time where things begin to cool down, where often a lot of times these transfers and transitions begin to happen in our life. This is a major time of transition on God's calendar, where he's beginning to shift things. He's beginning to reposition things to move you to the next level. But as these transitions and transfers begin to happen during this time of the year, it's important to remember that God takes his time. He doesn't transition things too quickly, because that would be just too overwhelming and probably too stressful for us to do it that way. These transitions take some time, which can often be frustrating, because it might seem like it's going too slow. It might seem like there's some delays happening. And so if that's happening during this time of the year, if you're in October, late October, November, maybe even into December, and you're experiencing some transition in your life, a lot of major life transitions happen in this season, has been my experience with God. And there's often some unexpected delays, some slowdowns, a lot of repositioning of people happening during this window of the year. If you're experiencing that right now, that's to be expected. That probably means you're actually right on track. God is shifting the pieces, moving the pieces around for your good to bring you to the next level. But remember, that next level, like we talked about last week, the next level is actually you learning how to rest more and being able to allow God to do more work through you. The next level is often not what we think, because the next level is going to require usually a higher level of skill, a higher level of responsibility, a higher level of productivity, but not your productivity, God's productivity through you. And it requires you learning how to rest more and allowing God to flow through you more, to do his work through you at a higher level. That's what the next level really is. It's a higher level of work and responsibility, but it's a higher level of learning to get out of the way more and allow God to work through you, a higher level of you learning how to stay calm and at peace, even though more is going on around you. So let's pray. We forgot to pray. Let's pray. We'll talk about this a little bit more, and then we're going to take communion over our upcoming week here, asking for God's help as we go through these transitions in our life. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for your great goodness, your great love for us. You released us from darkness and transferred us into the light. And I just ask that you would just help us to know you better and to know that love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge and understanding, the height, the width, the breadth, the depth of that love of Christ. And that we would be rooted and established in love. We'd be rooted and established in love. And we would experience this verse from Ephesians 3:20, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think or dream or imagine, according to your power that's at work within us. And I just thank you that during this time of the year, that you're moving us to that next level. It doesn't always look like we think it's going to look like. There's probably going to be some patience involved, but we thank you for your faithfulness to bring out the best in us, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So during this time of the year, here's what I want you to be prepared for. Transitions, and especially if you are in any kind of leadership position, you need to know that during this time of the year, be prepared. People may leave. As things start changing, change happens. Anytime there's a shift or reposition and change is going on, people will choose to get off the bus. People will choose to go in a different direction. People will freak out and start dumping their problems on you. Transitions can often be overwhelming and very messy, because you had some order going on. You had some positioning going on, and all that's getting shaken up. And now you got to come out on the other side of it with some repositioning happen. So if this transitions are going on, it seems like it's overwhelming and it seems like it's messy right now. That's okay. it's probably God initiating all of it. If there's some transition in people happening in your community or organization, that's to be expected. You're probably right on track. I know that might not sound very encouraging, but it's encouraging to know that it's God probably moving the pieces around. And so what do you do if you're in this time? This is a time of learning to roll that pressure over to Him, learning to rely on Him and His timing, that He's always right on time, that love is always right on time, learning to roll all that pressure onto Him and to be able to stay calm and to stay patient, because at the perfect time, He's going to begin to unfold the answers. And what do? You stay tuned into Him and you follow His leading as you go through these transitions. And each day you keep doing what you know to do. Often when we're in these transitions, there can be the temptation to look out too far, to try to make sense of it all and look out and try to see where we're going and try to figure it all out. And I've been there. I've been in some of these major transitions before. And usually you can't figure it out because you don't know where God's leading you just yet. God is the one who is initiating these changes. You don't know where He's leading you just yet. So you can't figure it out. It's been my experience. So what I've learned, there's no point in worrying about it. You pray, you talk to Him, you ask for His help, you ask for His leading. And then what do? You do today what you know to do. What is the good that you know to do today? I think the other big piece of this is as people transition in our lives, making sure we're treating them with grace and generosity. Sometimes people, when the change is going on, you see a side of them maybe you never seen before. And sometimes that can look ugly. Giving them that same grace and love, because maybe some of these people don't know God. They don't have that inner source of that strength of God with them. They're trying to figure it out on their own. And all this change is scary to them because they don't know what to do. Giving them that same grace and mercy and being generous with them during this time. Some things to keep in mind. But the other thing I want you to remember is that as we go through this time of transition, we just went through the heat of the year. And if you went through some heat and some pressure this year, God just can't move you to the next level right away. If you take hot glass and you put it immediately into a freezer, it breaks. So what I want you to expect as you transition, God is often going to begin to slow things down. Things are going to take longer than you think they need to take. But it's actually for your good. God is lining it all up perfectly. His timing is always perfect. He's lining it all up perfectly so nothing tears, nothing breaks, everything falls into line at the perfect time. There's a perfect timing for everything. And just being patient with this is a time where our patience can begin to grow because we're relying on trusting. We've got God's patience, and His patience is unlimited. The patience of Christ is unlimited. We've got that on the inside of us. This is a time for that to be expanding and growing in us during this season of the year. It's a reminder for us that we have that and it's supposed to be expanding and growing every year. We're going to take communion over this week and over these transitions in our lives. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your great love for us. You are willing to send Your one and only Son to die for us. And if You would do that, how would You not freely give us all things richly to enjoy? And Father, we thank You for these transitions that You are initiating in our life to move us to the next level, to bring out the best in us. And just the way You line things up, the way You open doors, the way You close doors, and Your timing, how it's always so perfect in our lives, Lord. And we're just asking for Your help today. To help guide us through these transitions gently with Your grace and Your generosity, and to help us to handle these transitions ourselves with grace and beauty and ease, effortlessly navigating through them. And Father, we just thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And He said, "Take it, receive it." The cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus. Full strength. God unleashed His fury on the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of His blessing. We could be right with God and holy and perfect in His sight. We can approach Him with freedom and confidence in our time of need. We can have this covenant relationship where He's promised to give us everything He has in Christ. He's with us and for us. He's working to make us great. Part of that is moving us to the next level and doing it gently, taking His time, doing it gently so nothing tears, nothing breaks, everything is held together because He sustains everything with the power of His word. Father, we thank You for this bread and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And the motivation behind it was love, God's love for us. He chose to have this relationship with us. And I believe as you see God moving you in your life every year to the next level, and He takes you through these transitions, sometimes they're a little uncomfortable at first. Sometimes they stretch you and they grow you. But as you see Him coming through time and time again, I believe it has helped you to know His heart, His great love for you, His faithfulness, that we can put our hope and our trust in His unfailing love for us. Father, we thank You for this cup and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So now it's about walking it out. If you're in the transition right now, stay calm. Stay patient. Stay positioned in praise and gratitude. And if people around you are freaking out and maybe acting in a way that you've never seen them act before, give them grace. Be gentle with them. Be generous with them. Be gracious with them. God's working to set you free to the next level. Just stay calm, stay at peace, let Him do the work. You just show up each day doing what you know to do, doing it with a good attitude, giving other people that same grace and love that He's given you. You're going to come out on the other side of this thing way better than you went in. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenters.com.